This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Lynn. And joining us in the studio is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. Now, we've been discussing a lot about the spread of fake news this week, but there's also this story coming from Singapore today about the use of fake apps. So earlier today, Gojek Singapore suspended 120 drivers for cheating the company by using fake Gojek mobile applications. So what's going on there, Sean?
Yeah, so basically this is a follow-up on an exclusive report by the New Paper in July last year about this practice of ride-hailing service drivers using modified versions of apps, basically to maximize their earnings, right? So after a thorough investigation, Gojek Singapore announced the suspension of these drivers today, and it was reported that each of these drivers paid about 900 ringgit for the fake ride-hailing apps, and this apparently allows them to bypass verification, fake their location, cancel jobs without being penalized, and also view private customer information. So it's actually a very serious offense.
Yeah, I mean, everything that you've listed there are basically kind of the main things that you would want to avoid a driver being able to do. So Gojek has clarified that the app doesn't work on the platform itself, but it is concerned that these apps do expose customer data.
Right. So Gojek said that the fake apps don't really help increase the number of jobs drivers get or prevent any drop in ratings when they cancel bookings. Apparently, they just give the impression that they are bypassing something, but it's just a cosmetic effect.
So basically, these drivers paid 900 ringgit to get scammed.
To scam the company,
but they have gotten scammed themselves.
Yes,
because
exactly, the irony.
Yeah.
So the apps basically trick the drivers into thinking they've cheated the system, and the apps were sold by syndicates who used fake videos showing how they actually work, and then these drivers actually fell for the lies. So it's like layers of fake lies and all that. I don't know whether to sympathize with them or not.
Yeah, I actually really genuinely don't know how to feel.
So, but the bigger concern now is data protection and compromising public security, because it requires the user to disable some key safety features. So the Straits Times says these drivers can be charged under the Computer Misuse Act and fined up to 10,000 Singapore dollars or jailed for up to 3 years. And if the modification causes a threat to public safety, the offender can be fined up to 50,000 Sing dollars or jailed for up to 7 years. So Gojek is working with the Singapore police now, and currently we still don't know how much data was compromised, so we are basically looking at mass prosecutions right now.
It sounds like the cheating drivers really did not win anything from this.
Yeah.
So moving on to Bursa Malaysia, Icon Offshore shares lost nearly half of its value today. So what's the update on the counter?
Yeah, so Icon Offshore saw major selling pressure today, falling as much as 26 sen this morning, and basically the shares hit limit up twice in recent days, and the Starbiz reports that some investors oversold their shares, not realizing that the actual number of shares they owned had decreased by 50 times. So the counter closed down 42% at 31.5 sen.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.